Windy and unseasonably chilly today with intervals of clouds and some sunshine. A few brief showers can occur in the late morning and afternoon. High 55. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight, going down to 43. Tomorrow, cool with some sunshine, but again, a few brief showers can occur in the afternoon. High 60. Thursday will be another windy, cool day with a high of 57. For AccuWeather, this is meteorologist Elliot Abrams.
Low temperature is 46 degrees. KB News was brought to you by Jim Culligan Pontiac, 8129 Main Street at Transit. At 8 before 8, I'm Henry Brock, KB Radio News.
And I'm Dan Never with KB Radio Music. I got up bright and early this morning just to be the most sexually desirable man on the block. No, wait a minute. First kid on the block to say good morning to you, and that's some survey. Human Behavior Magazine asked women about men, if you missed that one on the news. Really interesting. Most women like men of average height who have small derrières. Now, for those of you who don't know what a derriere is, I'm not really sure it myself, but I think what it is, it's an ice cream stand, isn't it? You see them on the side of the road? Derriere?
Jim Quinn is leaving the station because of illness. The boss got sick of Jim, and so Henry has made the... Oh, here he comes. I don't say it, but I'll play it after it.
Hi, Henry. How you doing?
Okay.
How are you? Good. What are you looking for? You seem to be looking for something.
I'm looking for a tape. I misplaced it earlier this morning.
Oh, a tape. Oh, gee, if I see it, Henry, I'll sure get it for you, okay?
Will you please?
I'll set it aside. It's time for the...
Don't say anything to Henry about the tape, okay? So we'll play it when he leaves. About 5 after 8.
It's time for a look at sports.
Saccharin and cigarettes and KB News talks to people. John will have these stories and more on KB News at 8:15. It's 48 degrees at 8:02. Unspring-like and goose-pimply today. High this afternoon, 55. I'm Henry Brock, KB Radio News.
We belong together.
You and WKBW, Buffalo.
Don't worry, when a goose grows up, those things will go away. Knowing you, it's 8:06 from WKBW. Did he leave yet?
Yes, he's back in the newsroom, Dan. Yes, there he goes. He's in there now. He's sitting down at the typewriter, and he's covering the world. He's hopscotching the world for headlines.
All right, Henry has gone back to the newsroom and worked with John Zach, so he won't hear the tape. I found this tape. I really shouldn't have done this, but it's his audition tape. Henry, who's always been a newsman. Henry's the dean of Western New York Newsmen. When he was younger, they called him Dizzy, and he's always done news, but he apparently has wanted to be a disc jockey for a long time. Now, with Jim Quinn leaving, he figures this is his chance, and I've got the audition tape here. If you see him, please don't tell him I played it, okay? Just don't, just smile. Hi, Henry, how you doing? But don't say, I heard your tape. Oh, yeah, really great. Yeah. The temperature at 48 degrees, looking forward to a high of only about 55 today. An audition tape works like this. If you wanted a job at a radio station, you would make a tape recording. Now, obviously, the program director is so busy, he can't listen to an entire show that you might put together. So you just introduce a record, play a little bit of it, then the end of the record, maybe throw in some of your really best zippy A1 material to really show them how great you are. And Henry has made a tape. Now, I have this. I'm going to play it now. And this is his audition tape. He's sending it to our program director, Bob Harper. Now, he doesn't know where it is. He thinks he misplaced it, but I've got it. I'm going to play it now.
Good morning. I'm Henry Brock. For many years, I have been a newscaster. And now I would like to get into the glamour end of this business and become a disc jockey.
KB Radio, WKBW.
This is Brock on the radio, and if you don't listen, may the jolly green giant crush your niblets.
That's ridiculous.
Fred, hand me the request. Thank you. For Bill and Sue, on their 47th anniversary, and all of the gang, rocking at the home, just keep on rocking.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright.
Brock, how do you like the show now? Fred, is there somebody on the telephone? KB Radio, hello.
Hi, what number am I?
You're number 15.
I won! I won! What did I win?
A dime.
A dime?
Yeah, you can call me back when you're 40.
That's ridiculous.
Baby Radio. WKBW.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway.
And now here's another hit.
Hip-ray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway, the rumble of the subway train.
Mr. Program Director, if you like my tape, call Henry Brock or Fred at Shenanigans.
Baby Radio, WKBW.
Well, I got enough jingles in that he should get the job. I didn't know with Quinn leaving, Fred was going to stay behind and work with Henry. That's really something. That was good.
WKBW.
WKBW, Buffalo.
Well, I heard Ian, they said you're going to have to do something. You can't handle the volume of calls coming in.
We plead with you, ladies and gentlemen, please, so that we may maintain some semblance of professionalism here and not let our emotions just completely carry us away. Please do not call the station. Please do not complain. I've heard tears. I've heard sobbing, women crying, children weeping. Grown men saying that they can't understand, but it's been done. This is Henry's last day here at KB Radio in the morning. He'll be moving to the afternoon show. He hasn't been canned. I mean, he still has his job, and I would imagine there is a tremendous increase in pay for that opportunity to move. Henry, was there a tremendous increase? Well, they gave him. Oh, I see. Standard. They gave him more responsibility. We can't give you any more money, but I'll tell you what, we'll give you more responsibility.
I got my name on a door, too.
Oh, Henry gets his name on it. Henry, your name isn't John. It's Henry. Well, I don't want to hurt his feelings. He thinks his name is John. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, and we'll have Henry's farewell address in the headlines in just a few moments. That's it in sports. Here's Henry with the headlines.
Good morning. Idi Amin is threatening to execute a British subject by firing squad for spying. National fuel gas crews are working this morning to get gas service back to a bunch of customers in Wyoming, Allegheny, Genesee, and Steuben County. Sabotage is the claim. John reports that when you go to an X-rated movie these days, the state wants to know why. KB News is talking to people about the rights of homosexuals. John will have these stories and more on KB News at 8:15. It's 52 degrees at 8:04. Bright blue skies and lots of warming sun. High this afternoon, 70. I'm Henry Brock, KB Radio News.
Henry? So long, Henry.
Goodbye.
Henry's asked me to read this. As you can tell, he's choked with emotion, and he has asked me to be kind of a semi-spokesman for him. So I'm reading Henry's farewell address. Bear with us for just a few moments. If I do break up during this, please excuse me. I'll try to be as professional as possible. It's 4 minutes after 8 o'clock. I, Henry Brock, being of sound mind, do hereby leave and bequeath my... Oh, Henry, this isn't a death sentence. She's going to be out in the afternoon. That's the wrong one. He's written out a whole bunch of documents lately. It's hard to read this because there are a lot of tear stains on it. This is Henry's farewell. In a man's life, along with the joy and cheer occasionally found, winnowed from those treasured moments spent with good friends, among this we occasionally find sorrow and unhappiness. And I try to tell myself in this moment of gloom that my being torn from the early morning sunshine that is Dan Nevereth and John Zach and you, the listeners, is for a good reason. And I believe that because our general manager is an honorable man. I'm not being removed because I married a commoner. We all grow, mature, and move on to man's other work. And I should be happy to have had these few years to spend with you, my morning people. Signed, Henry Brock, Sloan High School.